From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Paul Theroux has published more than a dozen works of nonfiction, mainly travel books, as well as more than two dozen novels. Our reviewer, Alan Chu, says Theroux's latest novel, it's called The Lower River, is a must-read.
Ellis Hawke is getting a divorce. His only child is sniping at him about money. His business is sinking. This New England shopkeeper at 60 has seen better days, namely about 40 years before, when he served as a Peace Corps volunteer in Africa, specifically in the village of Malabo, among the Sena people of the Lower River region of Malawi. As his own life collapses, Hawke decides to return to the Lower River, bringing memories and a pack full of money. But a lot has changed in Malabo, all for the worse. The school he helped to build has closed, the clinic he established has shut down, and the descendants of the people he recalls as his friends have lapsed into a life of poverty, beggary, and worse. Hawke felt like a captive of his old life in New England. His daily dealings with the local headman in Malabo make him see that he's become a literal captive of the Sena. Layer upon layer of claustrophobia overtake you as you read about this, from the menacing scene in which Hawke recalls his youthful attempt at a seduction of the schoolteacher during his first visit, through his present-day dangerous affection for his teenage housekeeper. The Lower River becomes his underworld, and his story a deeply engrossing narrative about the horrors of personal change and social transformation. No Heart of Darkness here. In the impoverished Africa Paul Theroux depicts, it's more heartlessness that becomes so oppressive, in a novel that sheds light on timeless subjects.
That's Alan Chu's recommending Paul Theroux's latest novel, The Lower River.